When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I definitely listened to 6-7 The Score growing up, for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, you'd always have it on.
Afternoons on The Score.
Well, yeah, I did grow up that way. You know, my dad was a college coach. He was in North Carolina for 3 years, Vanderbilt for a year, and then in the Navy for 50. So, but yeah, it seems like college football is more like pro football. I've talked to a lot of college coaches about things like the salary cap and putting value on players and negotiating, kind of mixing all that together. So I think there are some similarities from what I've heard. I haven't experienced it firsthand, but feels like that.
It feels like it's close to happening that Bill Belichick will be the next head coach at North Carolina, but we're not to the finish line as of yet. That's what he had to say on Pat McAfee's show. Spiegs and I have been so intrigued by this story that we were sitting around and I was like, well, I know a guy. I know a guy that might be able to help shed some light on all of this stuff for us. And luckily, Adam Rittenberg had a few minutes for us here. He covers college football for ESPN and does an amazing job of it. He's joining us on Twitch as well. Professor Rittenberg, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. How real is this Bill Belichick, North Carolina thing?
You know, it's pretty real. Good to be with you guys, first of all. But yeah, it's pretty real. It's gone on for a while, as you'd imagine, with such a historic move. You're really for both sides. This is not something that North Carolina has done before. Obviously, Bill Belichick has been a career NFL coach, and we all thought his next move, if there was one, would be back to the NFL. So, you know, it's taking longer than a normal process would. North Carolina has talked to some traditional candidates as well, but it feels like the board, not necessarily the university administration, but the Board of Regents, the Board of Trustees, is really driving the idea of bringing Bill Belichick in as the next Tar Heels coach. And we may get an answer later today, one way or the other, but you know, this isn't just that kind of open and shut. Let's offer a contract. Are you in? Yes, let's do a press conference. There's a lot of other steps going on here for him to even, you know, say yes to this and for both sides to reach an agreement.
Adam, a couple of things on this move, which fascinates us. Has Bill hit a sweet spot in terms of the target of a school that might hand over the entire operation to him? A top five program, but in a little bit of a down period, who might say, okay, yeah, we'll let your kid be the head coach in waiting and we'll abide by your 400-page Bible, but you're also in a good spot where you could eventually battle for a title. That's the first question. How's the sweet spot?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the fascinating part if it does come to fruition, or even if it doesn't, because, yeah, it's not your traditional hire where you're just getting the coach. So he obviously has some demands, and his son is involved in that, and all sorts of other things. And, you know, I think if North Carolina football was humming along and, you know, winning the ACC and getting into the college football playoff, you know, they would be less interested in the idea of bringing in a 72-year-old coach, obviously one of the greatest to ever do it, but who has these other things that he needs in order to make it work. And you do wonder, even though it's very different coaches, if this is a Colorado situation with Deion Sanders. I was just out there for their season finale last week, and they have turned over the whole program to him. You know, they were at the bottom. They were a 1-11 team. North Carolina, it's not that bad. But let's face it, they haven't won an ACC title in my lifetime, and I'm not that young. So this is a program that needs something. I don't know if it necessarily needs Bill Belichick at this time, but I understand their desire to do something bold, at least some of the folks' desire there. And if they do that, it is going to be more significant than just hiring a coach and having that coach work within your constraints as a program. Because why else would Bill Belichick take this over if he doesn't have much more control than the average coach would?
Well, and you took us there with the Deion comparison, which we had talked about off the air. Lawrence had brought up off the air. Is it worth it for a school like North Carolina to hand it over to Bill financially and logistically and everything? Has it been worth it for Colorado to do that?
You know, it has for Colorado, just because they were such a down program. One win in the year before Deion got there. They won 9 this year. They came close to getting to the Big 12 championship game. And there's incredible attention around the Colorado program that simply wasn't there before. You know, the difference in North Carolina, guys, is, you know, it's a basketball school. It always will be. Like, that program will always outshine the football program. Do they need this in football? And I was even talking to some coaches who had worked at Carolina before, and they were surprised, you know, because they know how that place works, that it's always going to be basketball first there with the money, with the interest, with the resources. And maybe now it's shifting to be a little bit more like football. But Colorado as a program, an athletic program, needed the jolt, and they were willing to bring in Deion and doing everything that it takes to go along with him as the leader of your program and as the face of your university. North Carolina, to me, is not in that exact same place as an athletic program because of the success in basketball.
This is a weird way that I'm going to ask this question, but let's say that they can't come to terms on this. Is Bill Belichick's interest, is that enough to raise the profile that maybe a coach that wasn't thinking about North Carolina maybe changes their mind and goes, you know what, maybe I can go in there and demand more money and get some of the things that I was hoping to get?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Even at a basketball school.
Yeah, Lawrence, I think it's going to be tough, and it's almost gone the opposite direction, because other people I've talked to that were in the mix, you know, brought up things to me like lack of alignment. And, you know, it doesn't seem like the board and the administration are on the same page. And so if this doesn't go towards Bill Belichick and the board essentially doesn't get what it wants, I almost think it'll be more of a turnoff to other candidates. And you know, we're already sitting here in almost mid-December. Signing day has happened. The transfer portal is open. You know, every day that this goes by without a resolution, I don't think that necessarily serves North Carolina. Now, it doesn't mean they can't get a good coach on the other end of this, but I think some of the traditional candidates, you know, guys that were on my list when I put out a list for North Carolina, I think we're concerned about, you know, the politics within that program between the board and the traditional university administration.
Adam, did you or did anybody know that Bill Belichick was compiling this 400-page organizational Bible? Like when he's visiting Brian Kelly at LSU 2 weeks ago, is he writing down a few do's and don'ts? Like, were he and Nick Saban having coffee clatches where they were, like, ideating together? Like, this is an amazing manifesto we now know exists.
Well, there's no doubt that he is a very intelligent person and a thorough person. And the fact that he put something like that together in talking to some coaches that have worked under him over the years doesn't surprise them. And he's obviously got more time on his hands now because he's not running an NFL team. So, it will be fascinating to see what was real about that plan. But I will say this, that those who have worked with him have told me that he will be very thorough and ask for a lot of things and want a lot of guarantees before he says yes to this opportunity. Because, again, for him, it's foreign territory. You know, he knows what it's like to be in the NFL. He knows what it's like to run an NFL franchise, essentially. It's different in college and with NIL and with the portal and in some ways becoming more like the NFL, but it's not exactly like the NFL. There's not a salary cap. There's not, you know, the same free agency model, and the calendar is all screwed up. So it is a different area for him to be in. Not surprising that he's that prepared.
Who are the other college coaches in his midst through the years? I remember him bringing in Chip Kelly to Patriots camp and, like, talking about stuff. Who else did he visit this year? If I'm some of them, I might be a little pissed. He's been mining me for data the entire time.
Yeah, not sure where he's been, but I mean, he's got so many connections around the country. I mean, Jed Fish, obviously out at Washington, is the head coach, and the defensive coordinator, Steve Belichick. So I know Bill has been out there a number of times to Washington. So is Pete Carroll, you know, another guy who's connected. Brendan Carroll is the offensive coordinator. His son is Jed's offensive coordinator. So there's places like that where, you know, coaches are always going around. I've talked to guys who've been fired in this cycle who are kind of bored at home. So, hey, I'm going to go over and watch this team practice. It's what they do. It's very hard to stay away from the sport when you've been involved with it as long as a guy like Bill Belichick has.
All right, so look, you did us a favor by giving us all the intel. I'm going to do you a favor right now. I know you want to get these Bears' thoughts off. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead, Adam. What you got on your Chicago Bears?
Oh, boy.
Absolutely. And Lawrence, you nailed it on the Cubs yesterday. What you guys have said about what's going on with that franchise and the fact that they're never in the mix for the great player. This city deserves so much better on so many levels. My Twitter account got hacked a couple of weeks ago, so I've had no outlet. I do appreciate that opportunity. It's been really frustrating, obviously, as someone who follows the Bears from the outside, so to speak, to see what's been going on with them. I'm on board for this trading for a coach thing, guy. I mean, look, what? Why not? Why not do something like that? Do something bold. Bring in an established coach for this team to guide it out of the mess that it's in right now. Because they've tried the coordinators over the years, it just hasn't worked. I know there's some other things in play, but man, it's been frustrating to see a team with some talent fall this far short.
I love that the inner meatball comes out for the Bears.
He's so mad about the
Cubs,
Bears.
Cubs too. The Cubs, I mean, too. I get after it on the Cubs because, again, that, and you get it. These are, like, why is Chicago never in the mix for those teams? You see the ballpark. It's full. There's energy around there. Yeah. It's a national team, and it's like it's run at a different level. It's run it as a mom and pop. Oh, we're not going to get involved. Why? Why is this city underserved by its sports teams by not being involved for the biggest names in the sport? It's really unfortunate. I'm not from here. I've lived here for a long time. The city absolutely deserves better.
Well said, Professor. Thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's Adam Rittenberg, who covers college football beautifully for ESPN.
Oh, my God.
And
I love
gets off takes. That's awesome. We got to collect those kind of people who need the outlet for takes. It's why some of the comedy people that I've talked to in the past, like, will come on and be like, oh, yeah, we got to try Adam McKay again. Get him in here just as an excuse to get off those Bulls takes that they're sitting around holding on to.
What you just witnessed is what happens when I run into Professor Rittenberg on campus. He has Bears thoughts. A lot. He's got way more than he even shared with us.
That's tremendous.
Trust. We are going to turn the page.
It's time. It's an hour later. We gave you a bonus hour.
Because the Bears game is Monday, does that mean that they're going to win? We'll talk about that next on The Score.